Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, the guy that dealt with the aftermath last evening. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. And Tim, I can only imagine what last night was as you were taking phone calls from angry Brewers fans.
Yeah, it's quite nauseating. And being on the air till 1 o'clock, good 2 hours on the air, we kind of hashed things out and was very therapeutic in a way. I'm not going to go so far as to use the word choke yet. Not yet. It's 8 of 9. Do they tighten up? Are they in their head? I think we can all agree they are. You can't be making these mistakes mid and late game like that. And that includes the manager. The manager's learning on the fly. The manager needs to do something a little different. When the freight train is on the tracks and just smooth sailing, got to derail it somehow. Whatever it is, I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. And I'm not saying buzz the tower and get in a fight with these guys. That's not what I'm saying. A lineup thing, a change of strategy a little bit. I heard you guys talking about leadoff double there in the seventh inning.
Mm-hmm.
And why wouldn't you change your strategy? Just go on your gut, man. For once in your life, go on your gut. Set aside the numbers a little bit. See if that works. Because it's clear that what you're doing isn't. With Josh Hader, I would do that. I would make that move again in a second. In a second. You go to Hader, you got the lead. 98 times out of 100, that's going to work. And these guys are occasionally going to give up runs. What the warning sign was Schwarber's at bat against Hader. He was getting around on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what flared me on, uh-oh, this might be the one here where they get him. And it's funny how the stars and the baseball cosmic tumblers just dial in. Dude hasn't given up a run since early May. You got all these games in the middle, all these road trips and big wins and games and Hader doing his thing, and the landing zone dials right in on Miller Park, game one of a Cubs series, and just the stars did not line up for Josh giving up that run. It's tough.
So, in the way I look at it, when you have a team that is in your head in baseball, and I describe this, football, you can see guys begin to just try to overplay, do too much. When it's basketball, guys start missing shots. When it's baseball, it's gripping too tight at the plate. It's, you can just see it throughout a ball game. You know what I mean? You can feel that this team is just in the head. I don't know what else to say, Tim. Until they beat them, I said this was going to be the series that was going to feel like a playoff series, and they needed to punch them in the face. They clearly got punched last night because the Cubs did everything they could to lose that ball game, and the Brewers still gave it to them. They made errors at key times. VR's error, obviously, it was costly. Arcia couldn't right now. He's just bad at the plate, to say the very least. It was just everything that could have went wrong for the Brewers went wrong late in that ball game when they really needed to muster the intestinal fortitude to be able to win that ball game.
Yeah, and it happens mid to late games, and we had been tracking that since the start of this season. What are the Brewers going to do 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings? And they've been okay. The top 14 of the top 14 batting averages in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings this year thus far in the National League, the Brewers have three of them. So they are doing a little bit better with regards to scoring runs late. But it just, you get that feel, man, where things do tighten up a little bit and they're thinking about things and just throw it off the tracker, Craig. Just throw it off the tracker. I don't believe for a second, I know Craig Counsell is going to cover his guy, Jonathan Villar. It's funny how eyesight tends to go with managers when there's a critical question and a critical call. Dude, you were watching the game. VR should have caught that baseball, and it should have been a double play.
Mm-hmm.
It was as simple as that. It's okay to admit that. You yank Travis Shaw for a blatant issue the other day. It's okay, man. It's all right. But it's little things like that. And Bronny said it right, man. You're going to have to start doing these little things. I really thought, speaking of Bron, he makes that home run robbing catch and then comes up the very next inning with two on. I really thought it was Ryan Bron from 2011. I probably would have laid a little scratch that he was going to game change right there and hit a three-run bomb take this game. It just felt that way to me also on the other side. But, you know, when you continue to do the same things, get the same results, at some point, and I'm not saying when that point is, at some point you will have to change something, Craig. And he knows it. I know he knows it. He's an intelligent dude. If you continue to get the same results and continue to just lay back and say, chill out, relax, it's baseball, I can't buy that. I won't buy it. I'm not going to accept it. And that's just my thoughts on it, that he's going to have to change something at some point. I don't know when that point is. I don't know if it's tonight. Maybe it's a lineup thing. Maybe it's batting the pitcher in the eighth spot and maybe get VR down there in the nine, since, heck, he is hitting 276. And I thought it was interesting yesterday pregame. Joe was down there as well. You notice when they asked about VR, he said not one word about his offense. Not one single word about his offense. It was about the improvement on defense. And I don't know what the deal is with those guys and VR, but you got a 276 batting average. I don't see how he's not in there every day.
Yeah, we were talking, well, on the opposite side of the spectrum, what about Arcia? I mean, I get it, because of injury right now, you're kind of against the wall, but how do you still send that sinkhole out there?
It's a funny thing. He's a far better hitter than what he's showing, and it's amazing that baseball can humble you in such a way that you're not owning the at-bat. You're letting the pitcher own the at-bat. And it's funny how when you're going well, you drive the baseball. It's going hard somewhere. And when you're struggling, you're like, oh, man, I need to get a piece of this thing. And maybe you get a flare base hit. He'll get back there. This is a guy that hit 277 last year. You can't give up on that. They want to get him right. And quite frankly, they need him. They do, because what did you think, Bill, when you looked at that lineup and you saw VR, Kratz, Arcia, and pitcher spot?
Sinkhole.
You're trying to score runs.
Look, VR, like you said, 276 average. He hasn't been terrible. I mean, for where he was at 231 last year and looking bad and striking out at just a pace of nauseam, he's picked it up. You know, his defense isn't perfect. We know that. Okay, but offensively, if you're getting the same numbers out of Arcia, you are not complaining about what's up the middle at all.
No, not at all. And I think he does recover to a degree, and maybe the timing is going to be good here in the midsummer here, that he does start pulling out of this thing at the right time and go through stages. You know, the other thing to take a look at, I don't care lefty-lefty or not, how you got Thames activated, and you had an 11-inning game and found no chance for him to get an AB in that ball game. I didn't understand that either.
Tim, always good to chat with you. I'm sure tonight's going to be just as interesting, and we will chat again down the road, okay?
No problem.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.